Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hank McDonald. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms takes first base on ball four. Sherin moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Sherin moves to third. Garms moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Boss moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garms takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boss moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick bunts towards first. Gullick fields the ball and throws to McDonald covering. Safe. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Boss moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to home to get Vosmick. Boss moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Shea and he is out, Levy applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Burnett trying to get to third. Garms throws the ball into Sharon, who tags Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sam West pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boss bunts towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wells, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Campbell moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Merv Shea. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Burns pinch hits for Ed Wells. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.